actress and writer Maxine Peake went underground at Kellingley Colliery with some of the women involved in the original sit-in. Maxine plays Anne Scargill in the Radio 4 play, which will be broadcast in November. Dan Johnson went with them. The journey to work for hundreds of men every day, 800 metres underground. But only a handful of women have ever been down here. At least today, they've been invited. The old hands had some advice for the new recruits. This was about the actors meeting their characters, understanding what they endured. The play, called Queens of the Coal Age, was written by Maxine Peake, who takes the lead role of Anne Scargill.
I wanted to bring the ladies down to have a look, and then obviously quite a few of the real-life ladies have joined us, which is fantastic.
Don't underestimate the women!
Women Against Pit Closures formed during the miners' strike in 1984, but it was 1993 when Anne Scargill led them underground at Parkside Colliery in Lancashire to protest against further pit closures.
Some of the miners recognised us and said, hey, what are you doing down here? And I'm saying, shut up, we're not going back up. What? So anyway, come on, ladies, come on in this cage. We said, no, we're Women Against Pit Closure, we're occupying your mind.
They stayed for 5 days before emerging into the limelight.
Soon after the rally, Mr. and Mrs. Scargill were reunited. She said she'd planned the sit-in some time ago, but had kept her plans secret, even from her husband.
It's just inspiring, and I wanted those stories represented. You know, these are, I hate the word, but, you know, ordinary women doing, extraordinary things, and the courage to spend 4 nights down here. I'm getting a little bit like that now. Are we ready to go? I mean, it's mind-blowing, so I just want to tell their story. So that's why.
For one of the women, today's trip underground was especially difficult. Betty Cook's son, Donny, was killed here at Kellingley in an accident 5 years ago.
I just owe it to Donny to be here today because he was so proud of his union. He was so proud of our role in Women Against Pit Closures. And I've just got to carry on for Donny. It's got to be carrying on.
They don't see many people holding hands underground. After 30 years, the spirit and the solidarity amongst these campaigners is still strong. But there was no appetite for another sit-in.
I think this time I'm not bothering stopping. I'm coming out.
A relief for the management. The play is on Radio 4 in November.
Dan Johnson reporting.